Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. The Atlanta Falcons are returning to the football field for their second preseason game tonight at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
If you're hoping to see stars like Matt Ryan and Julio Jones this evening, don't expect them to be on the field for too long. Head coach Dan Quinn says Jones and running back Devontae Freeman will both be limited to help prevent injury. The NFL preseason is mainly used to try out younger, inexperienced players before the regular season begins next month. The Falcons and Kansas City Chiefs will kick off at 7. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
And the winning Atlanta Dream will travel to Phoenix to play the Mercury tonight with just 2 games left in their regular season. The Dream hold a 1.5 game lead over the Washington Mystics for first place in the WNBA Eastern Conference. Georgia has been called the Hollywood of the South, and that's for a good reason. The state was home to a record number of film and TV projects over the past year. Yesterday, Governor Nathan Deal said that over 450 productions were shot in Georgia from July of last year to this past July, including The Walking Dead and Marvel Studios' Ant-Man and the Netflix hit Stranger Things. Georgia's film industry generated nearly $10 billion for the state's economy and employs close to 100,000 people. Several Georgia film movies are slated to be opened in the coming months, including The Little Mermaid. Atlanta City Council President Felicia Moore says the city has its work cut out for it in addressing affordable housing. In an interview with GPB this week, Moore says that Atlanta officials didn't do enough to stabilize neighborhoods before the Beltline began.
One of the things that I think we really missed the boat on in terms of oversight, in terms of affordability, was with the Beltline.
Moore says it will be a collective lift between the council, City Hall, the Beltline, and other organizations to keep things affordable for people across the income spectrum. And you can hear a longer conversation with Moore about housing later today on All Things Considered from 4 to 7. A candidate for sheriff in Clayton County claims that his wife was unjustly arrested by the current sheriff after she sent him several emails. According to 11 Alive, Jerrion Hawes, the wife of future candidate Robert Hawes, was arrested on Wednesday and released yesterday. Robert streamed his wife's arrest live on Facebook. While the warrant accuses Jerrion Hawes of sending harassing communications, Hawes claims that Sheriff Hill ordered his wife to be arrested as an act of retaliation for challenging him in the 2020 election. In February, a Clayton County Sheriff's Office chaplain spent a night in jail after being charged with illegally using a department computer to criticize Hill. In 2004, Hill was elected as Clayton County's first black sheriff. A former DeKalb County police officer charged with killing an unarmed black man will not be able to claim self-defense. The judge presiding over the case says Robert Olson did not show the deadly force was necessary in the death of 27-year-old Anthony Hill. The judge also cited concerns about Olson's credibility and conflicting testimony. Anthony Hill was a U.S. Air Force veteran, and his family says he struggled with mental health issues. Hill was shot by Olson while standing naked outside of his apartment complex in March of 2015. For more news, please visit us at gpbnews.org.